Mayo, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Campaign drops birther. Julia's back. I'm Elliot Francis. The Trump campaign says Donald Trump now believes President Obama was born on American soil after he recently refused to say so. Andrew Spencer explains.
Speaking to the Washington Post early Thursday, Donald Trump again refused to admit the president was born in the United States, and Hillary Clinton pounced.
He still wouldn't say, America, this man wants to be our next president? When will he stop this ugliness, this bigotry?
Later, a senior advisor for the Trump campaign released a statement saying the Republican nominee does believe it. Part of that statement even claims credit for Trump, quote, having successfully obtained President Obama's birth certificate when others could not. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Julia has become a tropical storm again. The National Hurricane Center says it's packing sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. The storm that drenched parts of Florida and Georgia is now creating dangerous surf conditions. I'm Elliot Francis. As Hillary Clinton got back on the campaign trail following her case of pneumonia, she faced new national polls that showed Donald Trump on the upswing. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
I've always said that this was going to be a tight race. I've said it from the very beginning.
The rejuvenated Hillary Clinton took questions again from reporters after the rally. Put the tightness of the polls aside, she said.
What matters is who registers to vote and who is motivated and mobilized to turn out to vote. I feel like we are in a strong position going into these last weeks.
Clinton's ground game is believed to be well ahead of Trump's in many key states. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Mississippi is once again the country's poorest state. A 2015 census report claims the median income in that state was $40,600, unchanged from the year before. Mississippi also has the highest poverty rate in the U.S. at 22%. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. A new poll suggests Virginia may be a presidential battleground state after all. The University of Mary Washington survey finds Donald Trump has now pulled within the margin of error with Hillary Clinton. Clinton leads among likely voters in Virginia 40-37%. Day two of Metro's latest SafeTrack surge is underway, but will all the work actually fix Metro in the end? One expert says no.
This phase of the SafeTrack program is impacting Orange Line riders between Vienna and West Falls Church, and it'll mean single-tracking trains for the next 6 weeks. Robert Thompson, a.k.a. Dr. Gridlock with the Washington Post, says one thing that people need to keep in mind.
SafeTrack is not going to fix Metro. It's going to pretty much do what the name implies. It's going to fix sections of track.
And he tells WMAL, your best bet is to drive to the nearest Silver Line station and try to get on the train there. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Montgomery County judge is expected to rule next week on whether a term limits question can be on the November ballot. Former Rockville Councilmember Tom Moore filed a lawsuit challenging the validity of petition signatures, but activist Robin Ficker, who led the petition drive, told MyMC Media he's not worried.
I'm very confident because people know how, and Montgomery County adults know how to write their name and address, and that's all they did.
The judge indicated after a hearing yesterday he'll probably let the term limits question go on the ballot. As expected, D.C. Democratic Party leaders have chosen Robert White to fill the remainder of former D.C. Councilmember Vincent Orange's term. White defeated Orange in the primary and is the heavy favorite in November. Orange resigned after taking criticism for starting a new job at the D.C. Chamber of Commerce while still sitting on the council. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18212, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports, the Nationals were off. They're in Atlanta tonight. The Orioles lose to the Rays. Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the ride around the Beltway right now, nice and quiet. Virginia and Maryland on 66. No early troubles, worries out of Gainesville. Continuing inside the Beltway and through Falls Church in Arlington. 95-395 good. Maryland 50. Looks like they've wrapped up the road work as you come off the Beltway, heading outbound 50 toward 704. And any bit of that volume has actually cleared out in the last 10 minutes. And heading into town and across the bridges, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather does continue for the next couple of days into the upcoming weekend, but another warm-up is coming as we may get close to 90 again by Sunday. Clouds mixed with sun today, 80 east breeze. Tonight, mainly clear, comfortable 64. Sunshine, some clouds tomorrow, 84. Even warmer on Sunday, partial clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 67 in Bethesda, 67 in Washington. Well, he may not say it himself, but Donald Trump's campaign has finally conceded President Obama was born in the U.S. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. By the way, Ted Cruz, he's still not sure about. I'm kidding. We all know Ted Cruz wasn't born in the U.S. Never mind.
Good morning. 6:05, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, to talk about this weekend's game with the Cowboys. 7:35, former House Intelligence Chairman Mike Rogers, should Edward Snowden get clemency since his movie's coming out. And at 8:05, Rick Klein, ABC News, on the tightening race for President of the United States. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, who, by the way, was born in the United States.
I was born in Texas, and I have a birth certificate to prove it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here's a question for you. Do you go to work when you're sick? If you do, I want to know why. And are you one of those people, perhaps, who is in the office and just gets absolutely exasperated when the guy in the cubicle next to you is coughing and sneezing and sputtering and spreading his or her germs all over the place, potentially making you sick? Does that irritate you? I want to know. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And I raise this question because, you know, Hillary Clinton has been going to work sick until she had to take a couple of days off after passing out. But she went to work sick. And some people believe, although they deny it, that she was even perhaps contagious.
She was just powering through, Brian. Well, you got to power through.
I guess
sometimes.
So, but you know, I don't know if she was contagious or not because I hear differing accounts of this. Her campaign insists she was not. Other doctors say, yeah, all of pneumonia is contagious. But leave that where it is.
Okay.
She powered through, right? As you say, she felt like she had to go to work. And I think there are a lot of people in America who feel the same way. Yeah, I got a cold. Yeah, I got the sniffles. Yeah, I don't feel good. Yeah, I'm running a low-grade fever, but I still got to go to work. Well, there's been a study out on this, and the Washington Post points out that, by the way, that going to work sick is a uniquely American behavior, but says that 26% of Americans go to work when they are sick. That comes to, believe it or not, 39 million people in the workforce who will go to work when they are not feeling well. And they asked them, well, they did a survey of some of these people who said that indeed they do go to work sick. 25% of them said it's because the bosses expect them to do so. 37% says they really just can't afford to take time off, I guess financially. They have jobs that where they work by the hour. 9% said that they do that because they fear there will be consequences if they are not there. But one way or the other, a lot of people end up going to work sick. And I want to know what you think about it. Do you do this? And if you do, I want to know why. And if you don't do this, where's the line? How sick do you have to be before you decide you're not going to go to work? And then the other side of it is, you know, if you're one of those people who sits there and just I'm just seethes because that guy next to you is coughing and sputtering and spitting and all kinds of stuff, and you're just getting grossed out by it. But not only that, you fear like you're going to catch it, right? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. The other side of it, of course, Larry, is that a lot of people, you know, use sick days and they abuse that.
Yes, they do.
There are people who actually do that.
Yes.
And you're not one of them, and I'm not one of them, but there are a lot of people in the workplace who abuse, you know, the sick leave thing. And so, look, here's my line on it. I mean, it's one of these things that I realize, well, you know, like sometimes, I will just admit right up front, our industry is very different. But if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I've got a little bit of a sore throat, if I was doing any other kind of work, I might say, well, I'm not going to work today. I'm going to nurse this thing so I can nip it in the bud and feel better, right? But I also know that there's nobody likely to be able to replace me in the 2 hours that we have before the show goes on the air. And so I probably would power through. And I would do my very best. In fact, I have done that where I come in and after I get through, I go get the Lysol and I disinfect my workspace so that poor Chris Plant, who follows on, has some chance of not catching what I have. So I have done it. I would do it. I don't think that our situation is perhaps, you know, emblematic of what it's like to be in the office environment generally. But I do it. But if I were really sick, man, I just take the day off. I'm just not going to go in there if I can help it and get everybody else sick. I try not to do that.
Well, I hate people who come to work when they're sick, when it's clear they're sick and they're not able to perform at their ability. And they're constantly, by the way, making excuses saying, I'm sorry, I'm sick. I'm sorry, I'm sick. I can't do that because I'm sick, or this is really hard for me because I'm sick. Then go the flippin' boom home if you're that sick and you can't do
your
job,
right?
Exactly. And then you can come back and get work. Nobody is that irreplaceable. By the way, so let me get this straight. In a week where we are talking about Hillary Clinton's health and the fact that she had pneumonia and the fact that she didn't disclose it to the American people for 2 days and didn't disclose it to the American people until she absolutely had to, and it looks as though she didn't even disclose it to her running mate, Tim Kaine, it turns out, because no one will answer the question when he found out about it. It appears he found out about it after she collapsed. Tim Kaine found out about it when the rest of us found out about it.
Yeah, when the press release came out, yeah.
So in a week that we're talking about that and the answer from the Clinton campaign, this talking point that we've heard on every cable news show from some Democrat is, oh, you got to power through. She's just powering through. This shows you how strong she is because she's powering through. In the same week that we're having that conversation, the Washington Post comes out with an article and a study talking about how nobody in America takes a sick day, and this is an American tradition. Wow. That's some remarkable timing there from the Washington Post.
I wonder what
that's meant to do. I wish people took more sick days when they were sick, frankly. I get very annoyed at the people who pride themselves on being an Iron Man, a workhorse. Oh, I never take sick days. Guess what? Some people should take sick days. I'm annoyed at the people who exploit sick days. And if you're asking me personally, listen, if I'm sick, generally speaking, I stay home. Based on whether, this is the one criteria, if I feel like I can do my job the way I'm meant to do my job and no one has to cover for me or pick up my slack because I'm sick, then I'll go ahead and do it. We've had mornings where we take turns doing traffic and weather to Jamie Whitten.
That's right.
And that means one of us does a little bit more talking than the other.
That's right.
On those mornings. And I've had, you know, you've heard me, you know, maybe coughing or something. You said, hey, you want me to pick up on it? And I evaluate it and I think, yeah, I think I got it. I think I got it. Let's see. But, but I don't want someone to pick up my slack.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's sort of where I draw the line. And I think that's the appropriate place to draw the line.
Well, but then, you know, the other thing about it is, you know, are you making other people in the environment potentially sick? In other words, if you come in and, you know, and I germ up the place because I'm not feeling well, and then Chris Plant's out at 9 o'clock because he uses the same microphone that I use. And boy, we need to disinfect these things more often. And then, you know, are you really doing the company any good? I would say you're probably not. Would have been better if you'd take the day off. Robert in Virginia, what do you do? What's the line for you? When do you say, I'm sorry, I just can't come in today? And how many times do you go to work when perhaps in a perfect world you shouldn't?
Well, I've got to go to work when I'm sick. It doesn't matter. Somebody's got to pay for all these Democrat high taxes and pay for all their entitlement programs. You know, somebody's got to do it. The only time that I can't go to work is if I have, like, over 101 temperature and I'm, you know, throwing up.
Yeah, so that's when temperature is the thing for a lot of people.
Are you the business owner, Robert, or does your company not have sick days? Why are you so irreplaceable?
Oh, well, I'm replaceable. Make no mistake about that. No, I drive a dump truck, and basically I'm not around anybody for the most part, so I don't have to worry about getting anybody else.
No, you're just driving a 15-ton vehicle down the highway when you don't feel good.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you know, I drive a lot slower, what I'm saying.
All right. All right, Robert, there you go.
Robert, thanks for that. By the way, my wife, Meredith, before we were married, she had pneumonia. And her employer made her work. Now, she worked from home, but her employer made her work while she had pneumonia. And I want to tell you that story in a moment, because who her employer was and who her boss was that set that policy, it's kind of ironic, actually.
Yeah, is it really?
Yes, I think you'll find it ironic.
Well, I can't wait to hear that story. Listen, we want to know, where do you draw the line, and when do you go to work sick when perhaps you shouldn't? What is the determining factor for you? And are you one of those people who just says, man, if you're sick, would you please stay out of my world, stay out of my environment, stay home and get better? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-9625. WMAL. Now, as you mentioned, my day to say, it is 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, my pleasure, Brian, and not too much for me to talk about because we're in good shape here. Friday morning, first of all, love that. 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway, good start. 2995 BW Parkway, and around the Beltway, not seeing any lingering road work, so that's good for everyone, Maryland and Virginia. And now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for sun and clouds mixed, a high of around 80 degrees tonight, a low of 64. On Saturday, tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it'll be mostly sunny. And look beautiful, nice day tomorrow, 84 degrees. Sunday, temperatures will be partly cloudy in the upper 80s. And we'll actually be in the upper 80s all the way through Tuesday. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
It is 5:16 on WMAL, so we're asking this question. Do you go to work when you're sick? I mean, the Washington Post writes this article. It says, you know, that is a profoundly American behavior. And they point to the fact, as you might imagine, because they're in the tank for Hillary. Yeah, Hillary, she showed us that, you know, that's what we do when we're Americans. We don't feel well. We still go to work. And it turns out she passed out and all that.
By the way, I believe that is a profoundly American thing. I believe in the American work ethic, and I believe that it is a pretty impressive work ethic. At least it used to be. It's not as strong as it used to be because of the Western European social economic policies and social ideas and philosophies that have infiltrated our country. They get so many sick days, so many vacation days, so many days off over in Western Europe, and that has never been an American thing. And in America, I mean, there's a problem right now with Americans not taking all of their vacation days on an annual basis. So I agree with that. I believe it. The timing is just ridiculous.
Well, and boy, you know, other Democrats are out there jumping to Hillary's defense on this matter and lauding the fact that she went to work.
In my house, we say when you get a cold, just power through. Power through. Don't give it any power. I am certain that Hillary Clinton, being the stoic Methodist that she is, did not want to give it any power. She wasn't feeling that bad. Obviously, she was well enough to do the press conference on Friday and, you know, the event on Friday night.
Jennifer Granholm, they're defending Hillary's decision to power through.
You know what?
Do you power through? Go ahead.
I can't. I have read that quote, but I didn't hear the entire thing. Because she's a Methodist? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Hillary Clinton, being the stoic Methodist that she is.
Oh, man. Not only is she a hero and a superhero for
she's
powering
a stoic
through,
Methodist, that's
but
right.
It's her Christianity. It's her
power through. Power
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it's because she's a stoic Methodist. That is offensive on every level.
You know those Methodists.
She's Canadian, that grandma.
You got to watch them. Carlos in Waldorf, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Listen, when do you go to work? Do you go to work sick? Or do you have a policy that you don't?
No, I go to work. You know, part of what companies say, they want you to come in when you're sick to go to work. And when you do go to work, when you're sick, just because they do it, then when you're there and you look terrible and you're sick, they tell you, stay home. You know, you should have been coming to thing. I mean, if you're sick, it's best to take at least one day off and get better than to be out for a couple more days because you're not really doing anything for the company.
Yeah, I've had a boss at one of my past employers who expected you to be there if you were sick. I mean, absolutely expected you to come in. And one day, I was in a big meeting, and this came up, and this boss said, "Well, Brian, you come to work when you're sick, don't you?" And I look around, and everybody, of course, all heads in the room turn to me, and I go, "Well, not always." You know, because if I have to make a judgment, if whether or not I'm going to be so sick that I lose my voice, then I'm not good to anybody, am I? If I take one day and try to get it under control and feel better, then maybe that won't happen. So, yeah, I make that judgment. And that's one that, you know, of course, I need my voice to do my job. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of worthless as a radio person if I don't have a voice.
So is this? Oh, so you're saying this is a radio?
No, this was. There's another place.
Well, that's true. Nonetheless, well, you need your voice if you're in the media and you're doing you've done in your career. You need your voice, obviously. And Meredith, I alluded to this. My wife, back before we were married, she had an employer and she worked from home, and she was diagnosed with pneumonia. She had pneumonia, and she had to work through it. She ended up was allowed to take one day off, but she was told by her employer, only if you can find someone to cover for you. Like, it was her job to find somebody to cover for her.
And who might this employer be?
Well, I'm not going to name names, but the person who ran that company is now the CEO of the Trump campaign. I'll just leave it at that.
That is rich. Greg and Olney, you're on with Brian and Larry. You know, what's the standard for you? When do you go? When do you not go?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm a common sense Presbyterian, all right? And I believe that you got to stay home. As a matter of fact, I'm a team lead, and I tell my people, listen, you know, you're sick, you stay home, because we don't have a lot of people on the team, and you come in, you get us sick, then that knocks out even more people. And to be honest, when I'm at work and I hear somebody hacking away, I walk over to them, I say, hey, please go home, you know, because I don't want you getting me sick. And you lose respect for the people that are doing that, because it's just common sense. And one other thing, just this on a side topic here, I come in this morning and I hear about this Obama not being born in the U.S. Hillary started that. Now she's trying to pin it on Trump. I'm laughing at this lady.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it, Greg. There was a giant eye roll going around here when we heard that story floating around. And thank you. So Greg is a practical, common sense Presbyterian, yeah. So he takes sick days versus
Hillary Clinton being the stoic Methodist that she is.
A Methodist powering through. So I had no idea this is a denominational thing.
Yeah, apparently it has something.
You're Southern Baptist. I'm a Catholic. Where do we fall on this?
No, I'm a backslidden Baptist. I don't know. 522 on WML.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 525 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, this is good. Through Annandale, Tysons, the Capitol Beltway without any worries. Same story coming in from the west on 66, and this is the way we like to start our morning off. Coming out of Gainesville, beyond the Beltway through Falls Church and Arlington. Now for 95 commuters, accidents just popped up northbound 95, right as you come up toward the Fairfax County Parkway along the left side. Now fire and rescue units still on the way there. So again, 95 northbound near the Fairfax County Parkway, and Maryland 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway. Good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be running cloud sunshine through the area this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures with an east breeze remain where we should be this time of year. Here 80, I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees on WMAL.
She made a determination with her doctor that she would power through this. She made a decision to just power through this. We've decided to power through sometimes, just power through this. Continue to power through. Yes, she tried to power through.
Did you get the memo of what you were supposed to say about Hillary and her pneumonia? Apparently, you're supposed to make the case that she was going to power through it.
Talking points are really easy to remember when there's only one talking point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and she's getting, you know, she's got her cheerleading group over there, the campaign reporters who cover her. Listen to this exchange between Brian Fallon, the press secretary for the campaign, and the commentary at the end by Andrea Mitchell of NBC News.
She'll be back out there on the campaign trail. This is the Hillary Clinton that Americans got to know as Secretary of State. Somebody that keeps a breakneck pace, traveled the globe. She's indefatigable. The only person that I know that might keep up as grueling a pace as her is you, Andrea.
Well, I know I can't keep up with her.
Oh, isn't that? They've got something going on, that Andrea Mitchell, Hillary Clinton. You and I, we often talk jokingly about our bromance, that we're big fans of one another. And I think they've got something going on a lot. What's the female version of bromance? There's no percentage in answering that question.
Yeah, I have no upside here.
Mutual admiration society, let's put it
that
way.
That's one word for it.
Yeah, it's 528.
A home burglary happens every 13 seconds. Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone at your door using your smartphone from anywhere. And now you can build a ring of security around your entire home, adding Ring's wireless weatherproof stick-up cam. With Ring, you'll know anytime anyone steps onto your property. For a limited time, listeners to this station get up to $150 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/radio100. That's ring.com/radio100.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? You need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-467-4701. 1-800-467-4701. 1-800-467-4701.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up in just a moment, Edward Snowden wants a pardon. We'll talk to you a little bit about how that went over. Also, what is going on in D.C.? If you're on parole and you cut off your ankle bracelet, in some cases, there's no penalty for it. And you're just allowed to stay out there without your ankle bracelet. We'll talk about that in just a moment. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Will Donald Trump say it? His campaign is now conceding he believes President Obama was born in the U.S.
The spokesman for the Trump campaign released a statement that says, in part, having successfully obtained President Obama's birth certificate when others could not, Mr. Trump believes that President Obama was born in the United States. Now, this is something that we have heard from top campaign officials before. We have not heard this from Donald Trump himself, and in the statement, we're not. This is a spokesman.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. Hillary Clinton was quick to pounce on the statement.
He was asked one more time, where was President Obama born? And he still wouldn't say Hawaii. He still wouldn't say America. This man wants to be our next president?
Clinton called on Trump to, quote, stop this ugliness, this bigotry. D.C. Democratic Party leaders have named Robert White to serve out the rest of former D.C. Councilmember Vincent Orange's term. Orange resigned from the council after being criticized for starting a new job as head of the D.C. Chamber of Commerce while still on the council. Orange lost to White in the primary. The Virginia Supreme Court has rejected the latest challenge to the governor's efforts to restore voting rights to tens of thousands of felons. The state's highest court denied a Republican motion to hold Governor Terry McAuliffe in contempt for violating a court order with his new process for restoring voting rights. President Obama plans to promote the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal at a White House meeting today. He's invited a variety of political and business leaders. The guest list includes Ohio Governor John Kasich, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18212, the NASDAQ at 5250. Sports Thursday night football, the Jets beat Buffalo. Baseball, the Nats were off there in Atlanta tonight. The Orioles lose a little ground with a loss to the Rays. WMBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All right, folks, there's only 2 weeks left to get a free month supply of Genucel with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. It's Larry O'Connor, and you have heard me rave about Genucel. They use plant stem cell therapy in Genucel to solve the problem of puffiness around your eyes and the eye bags. You know, the eye bags and puffiness that make you look older and more tired than you are. You got to get rid of them. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Patricia in Newport Beach wrote in and said, I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. If you call now, you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder even before its official launch. This stuff is going to blow your mind and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Call now. Shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Life got you stressed? Do you have aches and pains sapping your energy? Vienna Massage Therapy has been skillfully combining the art and science of massage for over 20 years and will craft your massage session to your needs. Life's too short to feel bad. Schedule your craft massage session today. New clients take $20 off your first 1 hour or package purchase during the month of September only. Vienna Massage Therapy, not just your run-of-the-mill massage. ViennaMassageTherapy.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia and more fire and rescue units to the scene of the crash on I-95. So this is you if you're heading northbound 95, heading up and toward Newington near the Fairfax County Parkway. It looks like really just the left lane occasionally, well, just squeezing by. They are trying to let the left lane, looks like almost the left shoulder, get by the scene of this crash. You'll see a number of fire and rescue units there at the scene. So have patience as you try to push north. So out of Dale City, have delays heading toward the Occoquan. You get a little break right now and then jammed to the Fairfax County Parkway. But that's sure to link up here very quickly with only one lane open. So that's our big drama right now. Nothing to tell you about on 395 Beltway, Virginia, Maryland. 270, little bit of volume as you head down toward Urbana out of the Frederick area. But again, 95 north in Newington for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad a shape, but a warm-up coming as we'll see temperatures once again approach 90 degrees by the tail end of the weekend. Near 80 today, that's where we should be. An easterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Good Friday night out, mainly clear. Overnight, 64. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Vienna, 63 in Rockville, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:05 this morning, Trevor Maddich talking about the Redskins and the Cowboys. How's that shaping up? They'll be joining us at 6:05. 7:35, Mike Rogers, former House Intelligence Committee Chairman, on Edward Snowden. Should he be pardoned? 8:05, Rick Klein with ABC News. We'll be talking politics of the moment. And there's some interesting new polls that are out showing this race is really tightening up. That's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it's Friday, and that means that there are new movies being released by Hollywood. One of them is an Oliver Stone film, and like so many other Oliver Stone films, this one comes with a political agenda. It's about Edward Snowden.
Why do you want to join the CIA?
I'd like to help my country make a difference in the world.
The average test time is 5 hours.
I'm done, sir.
It's been 40 minutes.
38 minutes. What should I do now?
Whatever you want.
The deputy director of the NSA offered me a new position.
Can you tell me anything about it?
You know I can't.
Find the terrorist in the internet haystack. You're making people very happy.
Thank you.
You ready for a little action?
Oh, this looks cheesy. How is this all possible?
Think of it as a Google search, except instead of searching only what people make public, we're also looking at everything they don't. Emails, chats, SMS, whatever.
Yeah, but which people?
The whole kingdom, Snow White.
Edward Snowden. And obviously the theme of the film paints Edward Snowden in a heroic way as a whistleblower, as someone who was a valuable asset, and then his conscience got the best of him and he decided that he wanted to blow the whistle on what he saw as unconstitutional acts, and instead of having a welcome audience to receive that whistleblowing sound, he went to the press. And well, I think we know the rest of the story. We've been covering it from the first day it happened here on Mornings on the Mall. And when I say there's a political agenda afoot, Oliver Stone makes no bones about it. He wants Edward Snowden to receive clemency. He wants him to be able to enter this country and return home without any legal penalty at all. And to that end, there was a response yesterday from the House Intelligence Committee where they put out a report blistering that idea and saying that, yes, in fact, Edward Snowden must face up to justice for the crimes that he committed and that he is a danger to our society and a criminal that requires rigorous prosecution. This is a debate that has been going on for quite some time. Barack Obama has been all over the map about it. And you should expect it to continue forward, especially as this film gains traction, if it does. Now, it could flop and then no one will care about it. We'll see. I want to reiterate, Brian, that you said at 7:35, Mike Rogers, former congressman, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, is going to be our guest, and we'll get his take on that, too. But is this film on your list?
I don't know that I'll go see it because I generally don't like the director. And I think that he always brings a political bent to things, though he claims he doesn't. You know, I'm just trying to tell a good story, he says. I'm not all that.
Wait, now, he never claims he's not political.
He did. There's a quote. Oh,
really?
I'm not really all that political. I really just try to tell a good story. That's,
wow.
I'm sort of
seen that. I thought that he was pretty obviously
there's sort
political.
Of there's sort of a I'm synthesizing that sound, but that's pretty much what he said. But you know, I got to tell you, I still struggle with the Edward Snowden thing. I really do. I mean, I listen to people like Mike Rogers and others who are more plugged in to the intelligence world than am I. And they say, "Look, great harm was done." I also look at the record, and I can tell you that Congress took action to change the way the NSA and the CIA conduct their business and how they can collect information and under what circumstances may they keep it. That has all changed, and it's all as a result of the public becoming aware through the actions of Edward Snowden about the way, about how that was operating. So. Was he completely in the wrong? I don't know. If it led to Congress actually looking and saying, yeah, you know, that's not right, we need to do something about that, then maybe he was in some sense a whistleblower. I do, you know, listen very carefully to those who say he did a lot of damage and they can't really perhaps explain in a full way what that damage was without revealing national secrets, but they're adamant about it, and I do take that into consideration, but I'm torn. I truly am torn about this thing.
I think he broke the law and therefore he needs to face justice, but also I think the punishment needs to be mitigated against the possible benefit. And I think even the president, many people who were in favor of the NSA program at the beginning and yet now have rethought the NSA program, they have said, you know, okay, we wouldn't have changed this, we wouldn't have done anything about it had it not been for Edward Snowden. So I think whatever his punishment for breaking the law is needs to be mitigated against the potential benefits that he brought to our country. And also, there's one missing factor here that we don't know and might never know about, and that is what kind of help he gave to our Russian and Chinese adversaries. He claims, and many journalists who have worked with him and talked to him claim, that he didn't give them any secrets. Others say that's impossible. There's no reason why they would have taken him if they hadn't gotten secrets from him. So we need to know that, obviously, but we're never going to know unless he's allowed back into the country to face justice.
Yeah, I guess that's all good and true.
By the way, I should rephrase what I just said. He's allowed to come back anytime. He won't come back because he thinks he's going to be punished severely.
I wonder if the president, you know, the president seems to be on a tear right now, offering clemency and pardons to all kinds of people. Do you think he might, at one of the last acts of in his office, extend some kind of legal help to Edward Snowden?
Only if there's some political gain for him or his party. Is there?
I don't see that.
I don't either. Yeah. So the answer is probably no.
Probably no.
Once again, Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, our guest at 7:35 to discuss this further. And that's that, 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Wednesday, the Defense Department held a video conference with the Russian Ministry of Defense under the Memorandum of Understanding for the Safety of Flight in Syria. The goal of the conference was to ensure that each side continues to adhere to agreed-upon measures to mitigate incidents in the air over Syria. This was a regular session of the department's dialogue with their Russian counterparts. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you finding out that the Affordable Care Act isn't so affordable? Or maybe you're just now realizing that preventative care really means take this pill for the rest of your life. Is this you? Your energy is low, you eat a poor diet, you spend most of your day sitting, and you suffer from other health problems too? Well, it's time to do something about it. Learn from experts in health and wellness and finally take control of your health. Join ageless health author Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C. and guest speakers at the Angelica Film Center Mosaic for Ageless Health 2016, maximizing the fountain of your youth, Thursday, October 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. Listen up. This event will change your life. Registration is just $59, and you'll learn to apply key concepts right away to begin living your life without pain, drugs, or surgery. Register now. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Or visit agelesshealth2016.com. That's agelesshealth2016.com.
It is now 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a little bit of a mess on our hands, Virginia. Interstate 95. Here's the story. Northbound as you come up into Newington, right as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. All traffic had been stopped for about 6 minutes here, but they've just released the right lane. So everyone just at a standstill, just north of the Occoquan, crawling to get past this crash, Fairfax County Parkway. But again, they were rearranging some of the vehicles involved in the crash. They have to get ambulance and fire trucks in there. So everyone keep alert. Don't use the shoulders because we might still have some more response coming. 95 in Newington, that's sure to link up with those delays out of Dale City quickly. Now, if you're heading 95 north of the Occoquan and you need to get toward the Beltway, you might want to use Route 1, pass Fort Belvoir, wave to Brian, or 123 toward your destination. Just a couple thoughts for planning. 66, just brief delays in Manassas, just that volume starting to form again. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 270 as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown, a bit sluggish. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather does continue for the next couple of days into the upcoming weekend, but another warm-up is coming as we may get close to 90 again by Sunday. Clouds mixed with sun today, 80 east breeze. Tonight, mainly clear, comfortable 64. Sunshine, some clouds tomorrow, 84. Even warmer on Sunday, partial clouds in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, a very pleasant 67 degrees, 547. You know, I think a lot of people take some comfort in the fact that when somebody goes on parole after committing a crime and after serving some time, and they're given an ankle bracelet that tracks their GPS locations and alerts them when they're going places they shouldn't go, they feel some confidence in that system. Well, they really shouldn't in the District of Columbia.
No.
Yeah, because apparently there's a big loophole in the law. And I don't know why, when this loophole was revealed, that they didn't change the policy about these GPS bracelets, but they didn't. So in other words, if you are given one of these bracelets and you cut it off, and they haul you in and say, you know, why did you cut it off? Mm-hmm. And you give your answer, and they say, well, put it back on. But then they can't actually put you back in jail for having cut off the bracelets in some cases, because it's not a violation of D.C. law. There's been a test case involved here, and apparently they found unless the order to wear the bracelet comes from the U.S. Parole Commission, then you don't have to obey the law. I mean, isn't it, if it doesn't come from this one specific agency, so if it comes from any other agency, they don't have to pay attention to
it. Okay.
So you get a bracelet, you just go home, you cut it off, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, I need some dots filled, dots connected, because I hate to say this, that makes sense to me. I mean, who else would be sentencing somebody to put an ankle bracelet on? Shouldn't that if you're on parole and you have to wear an ankle bracelet, shouldn't it be the parole agency that's ordering? Who else is ordering this?
Well, there are a number of custodial agencies in the District of Columbia that handle local cases. So but this apparently is a U.S. Parole Commission board can issue it, and it sticks. But in the District of Columbia, there's a loophole, because it's not illegal for someone to take off their bracelet if they're put on parole and given a bracelet by some other local entity. And that happens.
So only a federal entity applies in the district.
And so Muriel Bowser says, well, we're going to try to close this loophole. Well, my question is, why in the world are you letting people out on parole if you know, and giving them the ankle bracelet, if you know that they can cut it off and there's no repercussions? It effectively means nothing to be given an ankle bracelet in some cases. And they have a case involved in which a guy is hauled into court, and they refuse to put him back in jail after he cut off his ankle bracelet. A few days later, he committed a rape, and he was convicted in June. Here's the most other amazing thing about that little story. Convicted in June, he still is not in jail. He's still not behind bars. He has not been sentenced, and they keep moving it back and moving it back. The guy committed and was convicted of a rape, and they have not yet put him behind bars. And that occurred in June, and we're in September. Why is that allowed to happen? So I have a lot of questions about our judicial system, but apparently Muriel Bowser now realizes this is a problem. In the meantime, I certainly hope that the judges who are allowing people to be let out on parole with the caveat that they wear the GPS ankle bracelet, I hope that practice comes to a stop until they close that loophole.
Well, but this is definitely a reflection of incompetence at the District
absolutely.
Of Columbia Council level. The decision has been in place since 2014. It was the D.C. Court of Appeals, and they determined specifically that only criminals explicitly told by judges or by the U.S. Parole Commission, this is according to the Washington Post, had to keep them on. So if the decision was in 2014 and it's been on record since then, and that's what the court said, then the clock's been ticking from that moment for the District of Columbia to do one of two things. Number one, change their own laws to accommodate what the court ruled,
or stop using them,
or follow the court's ruling in general and make sure that no other agencies other than those two made these decisions, and make sure you funnel every criminal through there. So basically, the headline here is D.C. government incompetent. That's kind of a dog bites man story.
Yeah, we've heard that before, haven't we? Well, it's time to check on the El Rushbow 551 on WMAL. Well, the clock is running out, so California Democrats are pushing President Obama to issue a waiver giving illegal immigrants full access to Obamacare. At a press conference designed to pressure Obama, Democrat Congresswoman Judy Chu said, "Nobody who lives and works here, documented or not, should have to wait until a treatable illness becomes life-threatening before seeking care. That's not only immoral, it's expensive." Lucille Allard, another Democrat congresswoman, said, "Expanding health care access for undocumented residents is the moral and ethical thing to do, and it is the wisest choice we can make from an economic standpoint." The California governor, Jerry Brown, has already signed the waiver into state law, so if Obama can be convinced to sign off, it's a done deal. Boom! Just like that, illegals will get Obamacare. And don't think for a minute that Obama won't sign. If he thinks it helps Democrats in the election, he'll do it. He's already shown that he's eager to bypass Congress and the Constitution to pander to the illegal immigrant lobby. So forget these Democrats' ridiculous lie that it's somehow economical to give Obamacare to millions of illegals. My question is, since when do Democrats push morals and ethics? Only when forcing law-abiding taxpayers to pay for illegal behavior, apparently. And anybody who dares to point out the immorality of breaking immigration law, well, they're smeared as xenophobic bigots or racists, or is put into Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in 2016. To America's millennials, I say this. By not standing up and voting two-party corruption out of office years ago, people my age have made a real mess of things for people your age. Now, we may never agree on all the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Both parties have blown it. A vote for Clinton or Trump ensures us four more years of increasingly horrible things. Since two-party Washington has stopped representing us, let's stop electing them. As your president, I'll put your priorities before my own. I won't relent, I won't sell out, and I'll never lose sight of any commitment I make to you. Give me your vote one time, and I'll prove it to you. You in?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this. Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, trying to get into Newington. It's a three-car crash north on Interstate 95. Right as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. For a time, everybody had been stopped, but now one right lane gets by the scene of the crash. So overall, coming out of Dale City toward the Occoquan, those delays linked up now to this crash at the Fairfax County Parkway. Now, once you get beyond, if you're on the 395, no worries. In fact, wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Into town, southeast, southwest freeway, lanes open each direction. DC 295, good. It's just some of that little volume as the rush hour starts to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be running cloud sunshine through the area this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures with an east breeze remain where we should be this time of year. Near 80, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL.
Last night, Jimmy Fallon did to Donald Trump's hair what everyone in America has been wanting to do, and Trump took it like a man.
I don't want to do it. Trevor Maddich will join us to talk about the Redskins and the Cowboys and the, how they're shaping up in this matchup this weekend. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.